HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. 2 days after former President Trump testified, his daughter Ivanka is on the stand today at the New York civil fraud trial. Attorney General Letitia James.
She will attempt today to distance herself from the company. But unfortunately, the facts will reveal that, in fact, that she was very much involved.
G7 nations meeting in Tokyo have condemned Hamas's attack on Israel and backed Israel's right to self-defense. Secretary of State Blinken.
All of us want to end this conflict as soon as possible. And meanwhile, to minimize civilian suffering.
Three giant pandas who've delighted audiences at the National Zoo in Washington are now heading to China.
Once I got my driver's license, I used to drive here with my friends and come see the pandas in the zoo. I'm sad to see them go.
Tell me where y'all will be because I want to see them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is Civic Media. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Republican Dave Murphy.
It used to be the gold standard of our society. If we could live in a colorblind society. Somehow this has not become our goal anymore.
Another bill would set aside spots at the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Eau Claire officials held a neighborhood zoning workshop yesterday, seeking community guidance on changes to Eau Claire housing. The workshop featured city planners, realtors, developers, and residents to make much-needed updates to the zoning code while taking residents' needs into consideration. Much of the discussion concerned things like ensuring adequate parking and limiting noise, but stretched to more specific zoning proposals like maintaining the architectural character of neighborhoods. The Better Business Bureau is warning residents of a Medicare scam as Wisconsin's open enrollment period opens. The organization has received numerous reports of scam calls claiming to be from Medicare, first with an automated message and prompts before being connected to a fake representative claiming to be from Medicare. The scammers then tell the victims they can enroll them in better Medicare plans, then ask the victim to provide identifying personal information like their Medicare ID number. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight as the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, the Badgers basketball team has a tough challenge when they host number 9th-ranked Tennessee, 8 o'clock Friday night in Madison. NFL, the Packers gearing up for a trip to Pittsburgh this weekend. They face the Steelers Sunday at noon. Baseball, the Brewers front office in Scottsdale for managers' meetings. Owner Mark Antanasio on where the Brewers go from here without Craig Counsell as manager.
We have a commitment to players and our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. And that is for today. It's for tomorrow, it's for next season, and it extends to the next generation, as everyone knows from what we're doing with the stadium financing plan. We're all here because we lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
That's Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
A few showers right away this morning, otherwise cloudy through the day. Our high right around 47 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high of 45. It'll be even cooler on Friday with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Greg Bach in studio with me, Calvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious.